During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking today with Deborah Ahearns, former public defender and professor of law at Seattle U School of Law, discussing the case against Brian Koberger. From your perspective, what you've studied and what you've learned about this, who was Brian Koberger? What do we know that built up to the individual that we understand today who's accused of killing those four college students?
I had a good answer to you for that. And because I don't really, right? When I first started following this case and learned who the suspect was, the first thing I thought about, and you know, it's even more pertinent now with the advent of the Barbie movie, was the Ryan Gosling, Sandra Bullock vehicle from about 20 years ago, Murder by Numbers.
Okay.
About the very smart high school students who tried to get away with a murder. And it kind of reminded me of that, right? That this is a criminal justice graduate student who's probably thought a lot about crime. And the state's theory, it looks like, is probably going to be that that's exactly what he was trying to do, get away with a perfect murder and try to use some of the knowledge he has about how police track people to evade detection. I'm not sure what would have brought him, however, to that point. I'm a former public defender. I represented a lot of people who were charged with various forms of homicide, and I don't think that there really was a common narrative about how they ended up in that position. Most of the time, homicide is personal. Most of the time, it's individuals who are in a dispute with someone else who make some really terrible decisions in the moment. It's not particularly common that if that's what happened, you see someone plot out a murder. Mm-hmm. So I wish I had an answer for you about why it is that he would decide that this was a life path for him, but I really don't.
Sure. I mean, I think that's the question everybody has. There's no real true answer to it. Only he would know, and maybe he doesn't even know the answer to it. When we look back at some of the pieces, the little breadcrumbs that we have of his past, I think some of the first things that a lot of us saw were the writings online, the talking about the visual snow, the feeling disconnected from loved ones and family, and knowing that he didn't always feel that way, but suddenly that kind of came on at some point. What does it say about him that he was aware that something was different early on?
I'm not really sure about that either, right? I mean, we have so many people who, even over the past few years, who don't have any sort of mental illness or any sort a behavioral disorder who start feeling really disconnected because of the isolation of COVID. A lot of people who have felt disconnected because of how much interaction they do with people through screens, through the internet. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, a relatively modern development that is common to all folks.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people out there who feel isolated, who don't feel connected to people, who, you know, do not feel that kind of human warmth and connection that we might all be looking for. And the vast majority of them are never going to do anything violent or mm-hmm. antisocial. And so, again, yeah, that's definitely, as you said, a breadcrumb, but not something that I think you can then extrapolate, oh, well, someone who has those kinds of feelings might go on to do something like this, because the vast majority of people who feel that way never would.
Sure. Yeah. And that is true. It's in the context of what we're looking at that it makes it easier to go, oh, well, that's a big sign. But again, like you said, a majority of people who may feel those ways, I mean, especially at that age of teenage years, mid-teen years, that's probably more than 50%, I would say, likely of young people that are going to feel disconnected or something at some point in life, just because that's as what goes on when one develops. We learn more about, you know, his life, his interest in criminal justice, and the amount of time that, you know, he was spending in this. He was a master's student. He was a teaching assistant. What have you made of the interactions and what we've learned about his interactions within the academic world, within the school system, with his students and such? Again, it's another breadcrumb, but it's a breadcrumb that lies a lot closer to the bag of bread, if we're talking about the crime, than something that was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. It's circumstantial, but does that tell us anything about his character, the way that we've heard about his interactions and the way he carried himself?
Yeah, no, and of course, broadly, I'm sitting here as a criminal law professor who was a criminal defense attorney who follows a lot of true crime and spends most of my time thinking about and writing about crime. And I'm thinking, you know, just hopefully, and this is true for you too, right? Given the podcast that you're hosting, hopefully our interests are not necessarily indicative of anything about our proclivities.
Sure.
But I do think, right, his interactions with some of the people in his real life, those are more revelatory, right? Mm-hmm. And that sense of disconnection and the ways in which some people have described those interactions as being off. Again, we all encounter people every day who seem off to us. And certainly all of us do things that I'm sure seem off to others. But I do think that the interactions are probably more indicative of your attitudes than just the interests themselves mm-hmm. more broadly.
When we've been seeing statements made very early on, one of the first things we heard right out of the gate when a attorney or a public defender was assigned to him, Ann Taylor, stating very early on, he looks forward to being exonerated. A lot of people are stuck on that, if you will. And we've talked about it a lot too. I mean, it seems on the surface like a fairly strong statement to make. You being a former public defender, is that just part of the, you know, the process, if you will? Of course, you're going to say they're going to be exonerated because you're there to represent them. Or would one make that statement with a little more caution, if you will, to the legitimacy of putting such a statement out there?
Well, and I would say a couple of things. One, I learned pretty early on in my career, with all respect, if I'm actually representing a person, I don't talk to the press, right? Mm-hmm. I don't put statements out there because everything that I say could come back to haunt me or my client. And so generally, I wouldn't talk to the press at all. I understand this is a little different than most of the cases that I had, which were obviously lower profile. But still, I think I'd be very hesitant to make a statement at all. If I were to make a statement, though, I don't think that I would make a statement like, I look forward to seeing my client exonerated, because mm-hmm. that's not what trials are for. They're not for exonerating people of crime. They are for seeing whether or not the state has enough evidence to prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that my client is guilty. And those are different things. I'm not trying to prove necessarily, although it's helpful if you have a good story that tends to exonerate your client, I'm not trying to prove necessarily that they're not guilty. I'm trying to say the state can't prove that they're guilty. And so I think offering that I'm going to get my client exonerated is definitely overpromising and not something, if I were to talk to the press, I would say.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.